Saturday, July the 18th, later in the day, and this is Tim Pitchell with More on Procrastination. I'm standing with a guy at a party here who was telling me about a story with his early procrastination, and listen to this.
When I was in university taking a first-year psychology course, I had a paper due after the March break. When I left school for the March break, all I had done was pick a topic. So while I was home, I went to the local university library, got about 6 to 10 quotes for my argument, 6 to 10 quotes against my argument, and that was all I'd done. On the 22-hour train ride back to my university, I wrote the paper up. I arrived at my university residence, typed it up throughout the evening, and was able to finish it and submit it on time. When I received my mark for it, the comments were that my topic was interesting, the research was credible, but I do justice to neither. This is truly a superficial paper, and yet the professor still gave me a 71%.
So what's your work like now?
Right now, my work, my own personal schoolwork is much more proficient. I'm achieving 90s, although I should be. I teach high school English, so I definitely have a motive for producing high work, if only to lead by example for my students.
Yeah, so procrastination comes and goes in our life. I'll catch you tomorrow.